He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're back from the Bay Area. Got out of there, boy, a day before the earthquake hit there in the Napa Valley, which is not too far from where I was at. I'm sure I would have felt it. I'm glad I didn't. Well, look at this. Look at the S&P 500, $1,999.75, just a quarter away, 25 cents away from the 2,000 level. It's up 11 points today. That's 0.6%. And the Dow comfortably back above that 17,000 level, 17,100. The Dow is now at 99 points, 103 right now, triple digits. That's a 0.6% gain there. The NASDAQ continuing to cruise at 14-year highs. Boy, all of this bullish talk, we better start getting bearish here pretty soon. The NASDAQ's up 26 to 4,564. Gold does not like all of this peace in the world these days. The gold market is at 1,276, and gold keeps looking for a weak dollar and can't find one. Instead, it's finding a dollar that's hitting new 52-week highs. Crude oil is at 93.34. Crude oil also does not like all of this peace in the world right now. I wouldn't say it's really peace. Let's just say there's nothing really exploding on the front burner today. The euro's at 1.32, and the bond market, 2.39. We continue to see new highs and new lows in interest rates in the bond market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I thought I would bring back some observations. You know, I went face-to-face with lots and lots of investors at the Money Show in San Francisco. And I also went face-to-face with many top advisors, gurus, money managers, analysts, economists there at the Money Show. And I tried to glean as much as I possibly could while I was there, although it was difficult for me to attend any of the workshops and seminars, as I was so busy with the people visiting, stopping by our little booth there, the Best Talks Now radio show booth, which I would have to say was one of the busier booths there at the Money Show, but it made it very difficult for me to get away and to see any of the others. But I tried to do as much talking to folks as I could on what they were hearing. And interestingly enough, let's just take a look here at some of the observations here that I had while I was there. In my newsletter over the weekend, I showed a little shot of our booth, manned by Stephen Gunderson, my son, who's going to be back on the radio. He's got to get his headphones fixed. We've been so busy, we haven't had time to take the headphones to whoever fixes headphones. Is there a headphone shop around here? I don't know. We've got to find someone, and he's got to take them there and get a couple wires soldered here and there, and then he's back in business on the radio show. And Craig Munson was there with us from DeKalb, Illinois, now a San Diego resident in Love and Life. And we talked with lots of folks, and I was there most of the time at the booth on the floor in the Money Show. I did my show live from the floor of the Money Show Thursday and Friday. Kay Dow and John Butler from Salem was kind enough to be down there at 6:45 a.m. I was the first one in the Money Show every morning as I went downstairs to do the show. And we were live. We were the only one in the floor, on the floor of the show at that point in time. I was next to the Eagle Publishing guys who published Chris Versace, Nick Vardy, Mark Skousen, and Doug Fabian. They had a lot of traffic at their booth, and I've had those guys on my show in the past, and I continue to have them on in the future. And of course, I continue to be challenged to a mud wrestling match in Toronto in October by Mr. Peter Schiff, who was not at this money show, but his quotes were everywhere. And now he's saying, when is a recovery not a recovery? And of course, you know, that's his mantra now. Even though there's been a recovery, and even though there's been in a 5.5 year bull, I'm sure he's saying that when is a bull not a bull? When is a triple in the market not a triple in the market? When is a 401k not a 1201k? Peter and I agree on most things. I do believe that we will have our comeuppance at some point in time with all the money printing and all of the reckless spending that we've done. But I've been a bull for the last 5.5 years, and I reminded folks at the money show, I don't know how many of the people presenting there have been in the market and have been advising people to be in the market for the last 65 months. You can go back into the archives of my newsletter, and I dare you to find a newsletter where I have said in the last 65 months to run for the sidelines that the dollar's going to collapse, that hyperinflation. Now, I'm not saying that at some point in the future it won't be there, but we live in the now. And trying to make big, bold predictions are good for selling books and good for getting your mug on TV, but are they good for the folks? Has that been good advice for the folks? The folks that are walking around those money show floors trying to find out how they can make some money and put some money in their pockets. And I had many comments. I had people come by and they thanked me and they said, thank you for trying to put money in our pockets for a change instead of trying to steer us into this investment or that investment that puts money in my pocket. I don't do that. I'm not a commission guy. I'm just a fee-based money manager. Doesn't matter what stock I buy you, I make the same money no matter. But obviously, I want things to go up just as much as you do, because if they go up, we're all happy, right? I talked to a couple of floor traders. Floor traders on the New York Stock Exchange for 30 years. In fact, I had dinner with them. And they were telling me they're in the options business nowadays, as the New York Stock Exchange is not what once was. It's been hit by a lot of these other exchanges that have come along competing with the New York Stock Exchange. But I asked them, look, you guys have been back there for years and years and years and years, and I recently saw on 60 Minutes, I saw Michael Lewis with his book, The Stock Market is Rigged. And I said to me, that connotates that I shouldn't even be in the market because it's rigged against me. I should just put my money in a mattress or in a CD or in a government bond and let the high-frequency traders skim all the money out of the market. I said, what kind of impact have the high-frequency traders had on us little folks roaming these halls of the money show trying to build our 401ks and our IRAs and our college funds, etc.? They said, very little impact. I said, where would the S&P be today? It's almost at 2,000. We may see 2,000 today. We're at 1999.14 as we speak. Where would it be today were it not for the high-frequency traders? He said, probably 1999. It's had very little impact on the little guy. In fact, if anything, now listen, this is their opinion. These are two guys that have been on the floor. I don't know how much time Michael Lewis has spent on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. These guys were specialists. These were the guys taking the orders and getting in line to put in their orders on the floor amongst all the order tickets that used to flood and litter the floor. I've been back there on the floor of the exchange. Says it's had very little impact on the little guy. But yet, you know, we're scared out of the market by various charlatans out there that want to tell us that the odds are stacked against us, that we can't do it, so why even try? Well, I don't believe that. In fact, I was handing out my book at the money show. The book says, Best Stocks Now, 2011. People say, well, I don't want an old book. I said, you know what? It's a lot more risky for me to give you an old book than it is to give you a current book, because the old book now has the results in it. If it wasn't any good, I would not be giving out my book that I gave out 3 years ago. Now you can check and see whether or not the methodology works or not. Here. Oh, okay, I'll take a book. They saw Priceline in there. Tripled. They saw Illumina in there. The smartest company in the world now. Well, I was onto it in 2011. They saw Gilead in there. Now everybody's talking about Gilead. So anyways, it is what it is. Will I have another book? Will I write a 45-page newsletter every Saturday? What more do you want from me? We'll go on a little bit more here on my takeaways and what I learned at the San Francisco Money Show. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now, Today Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. When is a recovery not a recovery? When is a bull not a bull? Well, I'll tell you when a bull is not a bull, when you don't participate in it. That's when a bull is not a bull. What good did the bull do if you didn't participate in it, huh? And I've said to participate in this thing, but I am not a perma bull. There will come a time when this bull market is no longer a bull market. We go back to 2008, 2009, the market lost 53% of its value. So if you're an index investor, I'm just letting you know what, you know, could be ahead for you at some point in time. I don't know when that bear's going to roar its ugly head. I've always said when the S&P gets to 2,000, I'm going to really start getting nervous. Well, it just hit 2,000 and it's backing off already. You know what? There's something about the market crossing big numbers like that. There's something psychological. Maybe this is as good as it gets right now today. I don't know. We take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time. But there will come a time when the stock market is not the best place to be invested, correct? Absolutely. Well, let's take a look here at some other thoughts, takeaways from the Money Show. There were several publicly traded companies that were presenting there and had booths there. And there were also several private companies. And I'd like to just point out to you the difference, the big difference between investing in a private company versus investing in a public company. There's private REITs, real estate investment trusts, that aren't public, they're privately held, and there's publicly traded REITs. There's private energy companies, there were several presenting, had booths at the Money Show, and there's publicly traded companies. The biggest difference is that investors should understand is liquidity. If you need to sell shares in a private company, all I can say is good luck. If you buy into a private company, someday that thing has to be bought out. There has to be an event that springs in the capital and everybody cashes out, or they go on to the next level and get shares in the acquiring company. There's a lot more risk in putting money into a private company versus putting money into a public company. Because a publicly traded company, there's guys like I met at the Money Show that are on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange that will find a buyer readily for your public shares. But finding a buyer for your private shares can be quite sticky at best. There's probably a buyer out there somewhere at some price. But what price? How much of a discount will you have to take in order to sell your private shares? And I had a lady come by and talk to me at the booth, nice gal, and she says, you know, I just bought, just put $50,000 into this private company. And I said, well, you know, I would be very, very careful with the private company. She says, why? I said, because, you know, the liquidity is pretty darn thin there. It's not easy to sell. Most private companies never work out. There's never an exit. There's never that exit event that cashes everybody out. But obviously, there's a lot of upside potential in a private company. But I would say if I talked to 10 people that have invested in private companies, 9.5 people would say it didn't work out and I lost all my money. And a half a guy would say, you know, I lost half my money. Then it came back and ended up working out okay for me. So you just should know the difference between investing in a private company versus a public company, because there's a big, big difference. And there's a whole heck of a lot more risk in a private company than there is in a public company. I saw a booth there that was a biotech, and I thought, well, what's the name of it? And I looked up the symbol, and I saw that it was trading at 14 cents on the bulletin boards. And I thought, on the one hand, you can own Gilead Sciences, or you can own some of these great Celgenes or whatever, which I do own. or you can own a 14-cent biotech stock that trades on the bulletin boards. People should know the difference, and they should know the difference in the risk involved between a 14-cent bulletin board stock and a publicly traded company that is now $160 billion in Gilead Sciences. You know what? If I would say there was one stock that was talked about more than any other stock at the Money Show, it was Gilead. And of course, 2011, I was writing about it in my book at a much lower price as one of the great stocks of our day. And in fact, on my way home, I drove up and I drove back. I like to drive once in a while. I'm able to think, come up with ideas and things like this. It's good, good quiet time. I saw some pretty country going up and some pretty country coming home. And I drove through the Silicon Valley and I thought of the wonders of capitalism and all the inventions and all of the technology and all of the drugs. And I drove by Stanford. And I drove by Gilead Sciences, and I drove by Cupertino, where Apple's located, and I saw the Tesla plant, huge. And I thought of all the jobs that it's created, and all of the smart people that have gathered in this neck of the woods to invent and make our lives better. And I said, God praise capitalism, right? Because I don't see a Silicon Valley in Moscow, or even in Kiev. And I saw these. Foster City, the home to Gilead Sciences, and the buildings that they're taking over and the expansion that's underway. Well, when you've got a company that's worth $161 billion, you can afford to rent a little bit more space from the landowners around there in the Silicon Valley. I talked to another guy who's an engineer with a competitor to Illumina. San Diego's own Illumina. And I said, you're a competitor. What kind of a lead does Illumina have over its competition? And he said, miles and miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles, right? As the WHO would say. And he talked about how 10 years ago, where we were at in the Human Genome Project, to do a panel on you personally, you right now listening to the show, your own genetic DNA panel would have taken 10 years to do all the computations, and it would have cost billions of dollars. And today, because of technology like Illumina's, it can be done in a couple of days and cost thousands of dollars. And he foresaw a time when we'd go to the doctor and not only get a blood panel on how our blood is and our all of our cholesterol in this, but we'll also get a DNA panel. So where we've come in the last 10, 15 years, a lot of it's happened right there in that Silicon Valley. More on this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I spent Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Money Show in San Francisco, which happens every year in August. And I had a good time, and I've had a little bit of time to view the different exhibits and different booths. Met a lot of nice people. Cody Willard, nice guy. We talked. We're both writers for Market Watch. Cody was also the one of the hosts on the Fox Business Hour. Remember that when they had that the market closed, they did a show for a while with Eric Boyer, and Cody Willard and another gal. It was like the cocktail hour, and they met in a cocktail and talked about the market and how the day went in the market. He's an interesting guy to talk to. Trading with Cody. And he's out of Ruidoso, New Mexico. And we also talked about his site, Scootify, where you send out scoots about stocks, which I'll be looking into here. And, of course, a lot of these, there were some glitzy booths there with all kinds of technology and glitzy charts and this and that and big giant screens. And I mentioned in my newsletter, they almost looked like casinos. And people would stand in front of these giant screens and look up their stocks. Bells and whistles were going off. I thought, where's the cocktail waitress with my drinks here, huh? Free drinks. Where's the buffet? A little prime rib and lobster would taste good right now. But none of that. Instead, it was Thinkorswim or Swim or Think and Ameritrade and this and that. There was a massage chair just around the corner from me. That came in real handy. It's called the Ultimate Massage Chair. Now, I don't know what it's doing at an investing conference, but this can be a stressful business. Another guy down the way, he's all about REITs. I talked to him a little bit. He specializes in real estate investment trust. Now, I like real estate investment trust, but I also want to have biotechs in my quiver, and I also want to have technology stocks in my quiver. And from time to time, some of these big dividend-paying stocks like Disney and Union Pacific, etc. So while I like REITs and they can be useful, I don't think I want to specialize in REITs. And the guy across from me, he was selling diamonds. First time I've ever seen anybody wearing Google Glass. It's interesting to see a guy, and Cody Willard was wearing these Google Glasses too. I'm going to have to try them. The only thing I noticed, they walk into walls a lot. Kind of had a red nose from bumping his nose on the walls. Every once in a while you turn left and there's a wall there and you're looking in your Google Glass. I don't know how it would be to drive and looking into Google Glass, but you know what? Just to be hip, I think I'll get a Google Glass and let's check it out. I talked about the 14-cent biotech stock. I talked about, no, I haven't. There was a company there that we actually own in our income portfolio. It was the Brazilian utility. It was CEMIG, Companhia Energetica, which we can also all use a little bit of Energetica in the morning. It's a Brazilian company engaged in generation, transmission, and distribution of an electricity in Brazil. And I own it because it's been a highly rated stock. And it has an 8.9 dividend yield. So I stopped by and talked to the people there. I said, keep up the good work and keep the lights on in Brazil. They said they would do their best for me. But lastly, my favorite booth. All right, I want you to listen up now. There's been fads coming along in the market over the years. I can remember the nanotechnology fad when everything was going microscopic miniature. People were running around like Mork from Ork, going nano. And I remember there was a nanotechnology index, and it was the coming thing. Whatever happened to the nanotechnology index? I think it went nano somewhere. I don't think it even exists anymore, but it was a fad that came along in the market. And that's, of course, the 3D printing fad, which, you know, hey, it's a pretty nifty thing. I haven't ran out and got a 3D printer yet. You know, I don't know. I think they're probably really early in their evolution. I'll wait till they're $120 and I can make some really neat stuff like dinner at the thing, you know, Big Macs and stuff. But there's fads that come along. And I'd have to say that the fad right now, one of the fads, and I had a guy coming around to my booth wanting me to add to my app. He says there's 120 publicly traded medical marijuana stocks. I said, well, how many of them are on the New York Stock Exchange? Zero. How many of them are on the NASDAQ? Oh, there's a few. Well, I know about GWPH. I said, how many of them are on the bulletin boards, penny stocks? He said, well, like most of them. All right. I said, you give me 5 medical marijuana stocks to put into the app. And I did it. I put them into the app on Thursday, crunched the numbers on Friday, and I looked at them. And they came in like out of 3,855 stocks, they came in at like number 3,800. Now, I'm going to do a little follow-up today to make sure the data that I'm getting is correct. But you cannot do a valuation. There's no way to do a valuation. There's no analysts that are covering. He admits. He says, no, we're very early in the stages of what he thinks is going to be a boom in marijuana. He said the big venture capitalists are already sniffing around marijuana. I said, I'll bet they are. I'll bet they're getting high, getting a contact high. He says there will be a lot of IPOs in coming months and years in the medical marijuana space. And his little thing, I don't have his card here, 420. Is there something significant with the number 420 in marijuana? Let's see. Let's see if I can reach it from here. Yeah, it's over there. I've got his card. And I will be adding a few of these stocks. But there was a medical marijuana booth. And it was interesting to watch the people coming and going from the medical marijuana booth. Now, just two blocks from where we were in San Francisco is the Warfield Theater, which was home to the Grateful Dead for many years. They've done a lot of concerts there. They've pleased a lot of deadheads over the years at the Warfield Theater. And I thought maybe I was seeing a Grateful Dead concert as I saw people showing up at the medical marijuana's cannabis social use booth, Cannabis Rising Tide, Mentor Capital, symbol is MNTR, which let's take a look and see what kind of price we're getting on MNTR. But the people stopping by and asking for samples were quite interesting at the medical marijuana booth. Mentor Capital is an 87-cent stock. It had a nice little boost here last week with them presenting at the medical marijuana booth and at the money show. But you know what? I really think the stocks, you going to make any money? Now, this guy that approached me, he's forming a whole business on tracking the medical marijuana stocks technically, looking at the technical analysis of the medical marijuana stocks. And I wish him the best of luck, and I'm going to help him out a little bit, try to give him some formulas to use for tracking these stocks and whatnot. But I don't know. I just don't know. He may be heading down a dead-end road. Number one, it's very difficult. I don't think that charts mean a whole lot in penny stocks, because penny stocks trade on promotion, on news, and he's going after the picks and shovel medical marijuana stocks, the people that sell the shovels and the picks and the lights, the grow lights and the greenhouses and everything like this. But, you know, I don't know that there's a lot of money in greenhouses and in lights and in picks and shovels. So, anyways, I wouldn't get real excited here about the medical marijuana stocks. Hey, if it's bringing young people into the stock market, which it seems to be doing, then so be it. But I hate to see a young person come into the stock market and get burnt by a lot of penny stocks and lose all their money and leave with a bad taste in their mouth. So I would be very, very, very careful with the medical marijuana stocks. I think it's another fad. I do believe that, yes, it is a growing industry. And, yes, state by state, it's basically legal in California. I mean, it. $20, you can go get a prescription. You can get a doctor saying that you need it for whatever condition you have. And then you can shop amongst the six pages of medical marijuana ads in the local reader newspaper here in San Diego. So, I mean, in my opinion, it's basically legal now. And I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of money made by venture capital and folks buying into the medical marijuana penny stocks. I would just say very, very careful. Now, what I like to put in my mouth in San Francisco is the food. Oh, boy. Skoma's was outstanding. And Oso Steakhouse, oh, so good. Some great food there in the Bay Area. More on The Money Show when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we normally do our macro look at the market here early in the week, which we will do on tomorrow's show. But I wanted to give you an idea of the things that I saw and the takeaways. I think that probably one of the hottest subjects at the Money Show was how much longer does this bull market have to go? We're now in the 66th month of a bull market. We're now at 2001 on the S&P 500. We're now at 17,100 on the Dow. Is this as good as it gets? Is it about over? Is it still safe to be in the market? Are stocks still the best place to be? Is the U.S. market still the best place to be? Are there other markets around the world? What impact will the Fed have on the market going forward when they hike interest rates? How strong is the consumer right now? When will the bear rear his ugly head and wake up from a 65-month sleep? Hibernation. Well, these were all topics talked about at the Money Show, and everybody pretty much had a different opinion. Nobody has a crystal ball. On the one hand, the U.S. dollar, which has been in rally mode recently, hitting a new 52-week, not quite a 52-week high. Let's call it about a 10-month high, the U.S. dollar, charging ahead. It's not hitting new lows. It's not crashing. No, it's one of the strongest currencies in the world right now. Remember, everything is relative. And on a relative basis, the dollar is one of the strongest currencies. Why is there so much money running into the U.S. dollar right now? Well, I think there's real geopolitical concerns. You know, this ISIL bunch, not a friendly little bunch. And who knows when one of them's going to slip through the leaky Texas border and get into our country. Who knows if they're not already here? I got to believe they are. I don't really want car bombs going off in my country, and I really don't want people being beheaded in my country. I think there's some concern over this. And does the Israeli-Hamas situation get worse? Does Putin go into Ukraine? I talked to some Europeans who live in Germany. Nice couple. They don't think that Putin is to be... We shouldn't be concerned about Putin. I disagree. I think Putin has ambitions. And it's showing up in the U.S. dollar. And it's showing up in treasuries, which are hitting new highs. 52-week highs today. While interest rates hit new 52-week lows. Why are people rushing into cash and treasuries? But at the same time, the stock market is hitting new highs. So are the treasuries and the cash, the dollar, forewarning us that there's trouble ahead? That's what they think. But the stock market goes on its merry way. New all-time high in the S&P 500, closing in on a new all-time high in the Dow. We have to just take it one day at a time. I don't have a crystal ball either. That's all I know is every single day I look at it. I look at hundreds of charts. I look at sectors in the market. I look at indexes around the world. I look at asset classes, and I reported when I spoke to the VIP group at the Money Show on Saturday. I was one of 12 guys speaking to them in the Master Symposium. I told them, as we sit here today, the bull market is still intact. And I've been a bull for 65 months. And then I had them raise their hands. How many of you think there will be a bear market someday? Every hand went up. And I said, just remember, the last one was to the tune of 53%. How many of you want to write your portfolio down? 53%. That's watching your $100,000 portfolio go to $47,000. That can be pretty painful. Talk about acid reflux indigestion. Well, we're going to watch. I make no guarantees. I make no claims. It's all I can do is sit here every single day and look at all of the various things that I look at and come away with a conclusion. And every day I talk about it here on the air, and every week in my newsletter I publish it. Here's my conclusion. And my conclusion as of last Friday is the bull market is still intact. Stocks are still the best place to be. The U.S., China, and India are the best indexes in the world to be. And the best sectors in the market are biotech, which is having a huge day today. Another big deal in the biotech space. Intermune getting taken out. Gilead's hitting new highs. Celgene's hitting new highs. And I told the folks in the Bay Area, I said, look, biotechs are disconnected from the world in a way. What does Ukraine have to do with the guy that's dying from hepatitis C and now there's a cure for that? And what does Celgene with their cancer drugs have to do with a weak consumer at Macy's? So we take it a day at a time. The internet stocks also very strong. The NASDAQ, one of the strongest indexes in the world right now. It's pretty darn hard, Mr. Peter Schiff, to be bearish. He says, when is a recovery not a recovery? When is a bull not a bull? When you don't participate in it. That's what I say. It's hard for me to be a bear when biotechs are hitting new highs, when internet stocks are hitting new highs, when healthcare stocks are hitting new highs. They're not always going to be hitting new highs, however. There will come a time when this thing rolls over and we enter into another bear market. That's why you want to stay tuned to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on the Salem Wall Street Network, which had a lot of my friends there over the weekend from Salem. Went out to dinner with them on Friday. Good bunch of people. And you want to listen to the hosts there and the newsletters that are put out. I put out mine every single weekend. I put it out Saturday morning from my hotel room in the Bay Area. You can get my newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And I'm a money manager. There were a lot of money managers there. A lot of them managing more money than me. Billions and billions of dollars managed by some of those people. You know, I don't think it's how much you manage. I think it's how you manage the money that you have that really, really counts. And I've seen some of these guys that have gotten so big that's all they can buy is great big stocks. They can't go into some of the areas, some of the neighborhoods I travel in at night. Anyways, we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We'll be back tomorrow. Take it a day at a time. Bull still intact for now. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.